Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. How's it going? It's going.
I don't know if you can see my eyeballs right now. They're spinning around.
That literally. Means you can see everywhere in the universe at once?
Something like that. I can hardly wait to go to bed at night anymore because there's so much going on, not only here, but beyond here, that it's just, like, so damned exciting. I'm just like, go to bed. 8 o'clock, I'm in bed.
Good.
But I'm up at 4, so,
you know. It's a little early, although I don't sleep a lot in the night, so. I sometimes sleep till 8, but I've been up from 3 to 5 or something.
Oh, God, I try not to do that. But if I wake up at 3, I get a little frustrated sometimes because I'm afraid as soon as the brain kicks in, you know, we're in trouble. So I've got to get off coffee again. I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
Okay, tonight we're going to talk about, oh, God, the downloads that are flying in preparation for the 11/11 portal opening. Holy crap. And I would assume everyone listening to this, their eyeballs are spinning around as well. we really are getting some major, major downloads, and they're coming in, and hopefully you're staying real open with them and not what I'm seeing, and I want you to share your end of this as well, Veronica, but I'm seeing a lot of leg pain, a lot of hip pain, kind of this whole resistance to moving forward, you know, not knowing what people are going into, you know, this kind of very strange kind of, they don't know where they're going, and so there's still resistance in there. It doesn't necessarily have to be conscious, by the way, everybody. So this is not saying that you aren't spiritually advanced. It's just saying we all got stuff. Okay.
Well, I think it's interesting. What I've seen a lot of is kind of the radiance of kind of karmic things in people. People not being able to avoid old feelings and stuff coming up and maybe limiting them for a time. That's more what I'm seeing as it moves through.
You know, and it's hard for me to gauge that because for people who are doing power retrievals, so many of them are hitting their anger and stuff that when this stuff comes up, it's hard for me to differentiate between what they're holding in the body. Well, I mean, they held it in the body, too. It's a good point, though. I am not surprised, but I'm seeing more leg and hip stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not surprised. I mean, I'd love to say, well, gee, I'm just shocked or nah. Mm-mm. Nope.
Yeah, I find people are kind of antsy because they're feeling this, that, and the other. Suddenly getting, what is it? Some people say, oh, yeah, they're getting colds and things like they never have. It's like,
yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is why Jackie was at Walgreens today because I wasn't taking any. I'm thinking, no, I'm fine, but I got this event this coming week. And there are other people counting on me and that, you know. Normally I just ride through it, but. And work on healing it. But there's that little extra pressure that came in that said, no freaking way, okay?
Have you ever taken UMCA?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay,
Does that come with a musical instrument?
Yeah. Do-wah, that's just what you say when you buy it. Actually, it's UMCKA, and you can get it in lozenges or a little juice or whatever, and it's one of the best deterrents for colds that I started to get a cold because Bob had one recently, and a couple of hits of that in a day, and I don't get one. You know, it's an African herb.
And I think you told me about this years ago, and I probably didn't listen. This time I will.
Yeah, I would because I keep it in the cupboards, that with oxalosticum and...
That's the one I took instead of the medication. And
no,
it was
pronounced it wrongly.
I don't care. It's close. Everybody, it's in the long yellow tube. Okay.
And you know it's got an OSC at the beginning, so there.
That's it. That's as far as I can, at a lot of L's or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'll look for the UMCA. That sounds very interesting to me because I'm, well, both my kids came over sick last night, and I think because I made such a fuss about them being here with these colds that I think I just drew it right in, and in fact, I know it did, because I was, because you know how your kids are just terrible about, you know, I don't know about anybody else's, but mine are awful, and of course, it gives them a whole lot of power, you know, and, you know, wash your hands, don't touch this, don't touch that, and then they wait till I turn my back, and then they become 8 years old.
They blow their nose on your shirt.
Oh, my God, they're just brats. So, you know. Anyway. Oh, funny. They're funny, but they are brats. But again, you know, I gave it too much. You know, I kind of have a policy here that if you're sick, don't come. I'll love you. I'll send you lots of energy. Don't cross the threshold.
Well, I just want to battle that. The whole thing about... Amka is my daughter, her partner, my grandson. Bob and I were all here one Thanksgiving weekend, and everybody was getting sick, and none of us got sick. We just kept taking that stuff.
Oh, listen, I've written it down. And where do you get it?
We get it at like the local drugstores and so on, and you can get it at the Whole Foods places.
Okay, well, that's my home away from home. That's Whole Foods. That's it. Okay, that's on my shopping list.
Yeah, I would give it a good whirl, yeah.
No, I'd love having something here that would work. That would just be fabulous, because I'm not really...
I always have a stash. As soon as they're coming, I get my little stash there.
very good. Well, this will help also with my grandson.
Yeah.
So let's talk about these. I really, 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 really... for some people, I know they're feeling overwhelmed, and I don't like to go into phenomena, but when we have a massive thing coming in like this is right now, and you can go from feeling so accelerated that you feel like you're going to blow right out the door of your house. I mean, this is really, I'm just like, whoa. I'm having fun with it, but I also noticed that my blood pressure kind of skyrocketed. It may not have anything to do with the pot of coffee I drank this morning, a full pot. And
I remember Lendon Smith, who was a great nutritional guru 20 years ago or something, he said, when you start drinking the coffee out the side of the coffee pot, you probably should lay off.
That's very funny. Let's see. The other thing is beliefs right now, and I think a lot of people are feeling some trepidation at some level because things are happening so fast, and I think it can bring up trepidation more in the extraterrestrial realm. I know that things are happening quickly in everybody's life. It's just like, boom, 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 boom. I mean, I just sit here in absolute awe.
I like that part.
Well, I do too. But I really want to, you know, this whole thing with the belief system that we're so locked in with physical reality. And this is, if there's ever been a time to loosen up everything we believe, I mean, really loosen it up. And, you know, Lazarus used to talk about the fact that everything he had taught us, when we shift to another level, can be totally wrong. And, you know, I would sit with stuff like that for months, sometimes years. And I have come to totally understand it at levels that are just huge for me, because as everything is coming in right now, as things are really, really, really shifting, not only in our personal lives, but where we're going as a race, you know, our connections, relationships to the universe, I just see things so shifting. You know, the whole thing with the hybrid children being first contact, and I've had a lot of feedback about hybrid children. People have asked me to do another show on hybrid children.
Yeah, I think you should.
Yeah, I think that it needs to go deeper in terms of explanations about how, why, what, where. Some people have had marvelous experiences. Some people have had some disturbing experiences. One person in particular woke up, and I think that they had been asking to connect with their hybrid children in the dream state, and they woke up and were very, they were actually in tears. And there was a bleed through between the son she has on the physical planet here and this hybrid child she was with, and she had the sensing that this child was dead but yet interacting with her. And I really got such a strong feeling that in the translation, okay, she couldn't bring it through the translation from the dream state into the physical. And this is why connecting with them consciously in a meditative state is so important, because the information, our conscious minds, there are times don't know what, well, most of the time, don't know what to do with this information. So it grabs hold of pieces of things that it knows. And so you can end up with kind of a mixed jumble of information that can end up being confusing and upsetting. And for the majority of the people I've worked with have all had the abduction experiences, and on your tapes or on your MP3s are the names of your hybrid children, because the team is very dutiful about that. I will say that one person called me this morning. Well, actually, they wrote me and asked me to call them at like 5, and since she was up at 4:30, was not happy either. And in meditation, she, if I have this correct, but she had over 30 hybrid children, and it was like, whoa. And so I am never surprised to hear that people, at least the ones that we work, have more than what they would assume. But the message I keep getting really loud and clear is that the more that we make contact, the faster we can accelerate contact, because they are going to be the first ones to make contact, and there will be points of contact directly with specific people. And my sensing is so strong as I go through this stuff that by making a conscious effort without judgment, without fear, to make contact with the ones that you know and invite in, if there are others, invite them in. But that work on a regular basis and establishing a relationship can accelerate your personal experience of contact. And I'm very excited about this, really excited. Love this. And it's interesting because I was getting this information and then I watched this thing from Bashar, and it was like match. You know, it just literally like, you know, something that dovetails into the other thing. It just was, I was so excited. The other thing I wanted to bring up, just so that you kind of understand why these downloads are really coming in right now, our quarantine ends at the end of 2012. As a planet, we've been quarantined. And this is something, you know, we've talked about it a little bit here, a little bit there, not really in any great depth or detail. But it makes perfect sense that this acceleration is happening, plus we're moving up to this portal this coming week. And I had somebody who said, do you realize that the Mayans who started in Manhattan will end up in L.A. with the 13 skulls and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what? And so he was kind of naming off all the people that were going to be in California. And a huge majority of them in the Los Angeles area. And I went, okay, well, that may have something to do with why the team said yes. I mean, I didn't even get to take a breath about appearing for this. And I think most of you all know that, but everything's getting more exciting. Let's see. Now, just because the quarantine is lifted does not mean we're going to have mass landings. I really want to get into that.
You'd think they wouldn't lift the quarantine until we stop shooting and bombing and everything like that.
This was decided a long time ago. This was decided a long time ago, and I would say that the races, okay, that whose DNA we carry and other races that are assisting in any way have too much integrity to come in and overwhelm us and potentially set us back. And I just don't see that happening at all. I will say this, the team is really jumping out there right now. I talked to somebody this morning, very bright woman. This was not she had had her first session, and no, it was even before her first session. She had her first session today. And everybody has experiences prior to their session. Things start changing the minute you're on the book. What was interesting is she had lights out on the yard. Then the lights moved into her room. She put the sheet up over her head. And then they were in her brain. And I was like, that is so cool.
Did she like it?
Just, huh? Yes, she did. Yes. The big debate, again, about the Anunnaki and Nibiru. And this is still, I think, because there's been so much material out there, channeled material and otherwise, and books, and the threat of Nibiru, the 12th planet, some people call it the 7th planet. You know, you never get the same information from anybody, but that's okay because reality is subjective anyway. What's real for one person is not necessarily real for the other, and I'm really claiming my autonomy these days, that this is my reality. Okay, I check in with the team all the time because I will get the big 2x4. Trust me if I don't. But my choice is to have an exciting time and to be on the front line with this because all of you came here to do that. And I think that that's just so damned important. I do not have any fear. Now, somebody else brought something else up also about Nibiru coming closest to the planet. This was really a lot of people were talking about, and I think, and you know her, Barbara Hand Clow, about some people say Nibiru will come closest to the end of 2012. Some people have said on October 28th. I can just tell you energetically there was no question in my mind on the 28th of October and prior to that, there was this giant acceleration. And it's now ramping up on a tremendous level for 11-11-11. And so, you know, I'll just say here, the team, one of our big debates, okay, is I get nervous when they start coming out with new information and stuff, and I'm like, oh, God, suppose it's wrong. Now, that's how stupid I could be. And finally, I just said, let go, because everything they have told in terms of, you know, not being afraid of the Anunnaki and this and that. I mean, there's so many, them being our creator gods and this and that. It's all, I mean, I'm looking at Bashar's stuff and I'm going, and I, because Bashar works with the team, you know, and I have not listened to anything from Bashar for probably 5 years, maybe more. What's fascinating to me is when he wanted me on the computer, he wasn't fooling around. So for the last week or two, maybe it's a week, whatever, since before last week's show, the information is just flying in. And I can tell because I get this big push. I get awakened really early in the morning, usually around 3, and it's like, go get on the computer, go get on the computer, go get on the computer. And I'm like, oh, crap. So all I'm getting is validation after validation, which is really exciting to me. Let's see. The other thing, and, you know, as reality creators, we have always chosen, but we get to choose on every level, including our interactions with the other side of the veil. We know that we create our reality, that we, you know, our thoughts, our beliefs, our attitudes, choices, decisions, blah, 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 and expectations. But I don't know how often we take those concepts into all experience. But when we do, there really is nothing to fear. And when Bashar, I had a personal session with Bashar when he said about me having this contract that any race and every race can come to see me. And a lot of times I don't know what the agendas are, what their agenda is. And I'm thinking, cosmic bar, I did this in a cosmic bar. There is no freaking question. And you know, the Star Wars bar, you know, with all the...
Yeah, and, interesting characters.
I'm sure my children were with me as well because they're terrible influences. And, and I still can feel when a new race is coming in, and I can get that edgy feeling. And I'm hypersensitive to sound, I'm hypersensitive to everything, and then finally when I let go, I'm out like a light. Hmm. And so, you know, it's going to happen whether I wanted to or not, because I agreed. But I've come through all of it, I've been fine, so there's nothing to worry about. About the acceleration of the sessions. Oh my God! Lots of new people coming in for sessions, and they're just blown away by what's happening. And I am very, very thrilled. Again, more acceleration. A lot of the old people, more acceleration. I have somebody who was working on lineage of their Hawaiian great-grandmother, because that lineage, Lemuria, Hawaiian women, feminine rage, blah, 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 and it just blew up in her second chakra. And she knew what it was about, but she's never had back pain in her life, and it's right, of course, on the backside of the sacral center. So, lots of acceleration, and this is how amazing all of you are. And I really hope you're getting how fascinating you are, how amazing you are, and that everything you've been pushed to do with all the healing, all the work, you, Veronica, is, I mean, it's just, you know, I really hope that everybody is walking around feeling a tremendous amount of self-love and self-respect. And self-appreciation, because to go as far as many of you have, you know, on just pure faith, just knowing that this is what I'm supposed to do. A lot of people, I mean, that, you know, I have people, God bless them, that save their pennies to have a session. And I'm amazed by how committed people are.
I have a woman who calls for a session every couple of years, and it takes her that long to pay. She pays a little bit by little. I know.
Oh, honey.
Yeah, but she wouldn't accept a gift. She wants to pay it herself. So.
Oh.
Yeah, she lives way out in the hinterlands, so.
Hinterland.
But I really admire that in people, you know, that determined.
It's so beautiful. It's just so beautiful. I think my appreciation for all of humanity and for certainly those that we work with, Veronica, they're so amazing. I'm just in awe.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I wanted to talk about is the quarantine in relationship to the sessions, because this came up while I was just typing notes, and I went, bar? <You know? laughs> Oh, that's interesting. And so the message I got directly was that it had to do with the written intentions and the contracts that people came in with. So you're a very special, special group of people that have agreed to work at these levels. And, you know, Daryl's kind of an interesting situation because Daryl is a past lifetime of Bashar. So I think, we're just scratching the surface of who we really are and the fact that somehow we are able to have these experiences and bypass the quarantine at some level. Because trust me, I couldn't have any more phenomena if I wanted to. Other than if they jumped out of the bathroom or something. Although I see them in here all the time, so it's like, okay. Abductees. I would say that 99% of the people that we've had done sessions on are abductees, which has been really, because I didn't even come to this understanding until, I don't even know how far we were in sessions. Everybody that's coming in right now are definitely abductees. And it's like this whole new group of people that have come in, and they, I'm just kind of fascinated by them. And I'm just fascinated. They're very advanced, very accelerated people, definitely abductees, run a different program. This one woman said that somebody was reading the Akashic Records for her, and they said that she had a special activation in her DNA. And this was in her intentions, and asked if the team could flip the switch. And I was just like, oh, I love this. Oh, my God. And she wasn't being facetious. She was being really serious. But there was no ego behind it. And great parents and absolutely, you know, drove her mother crazy with questions because she just could not understand humans. So, again, I want to thank all of you for everything you've agreed to do. I mean, it's just to me, I'm in awe all the time, every day, with how amazing everybody is and how committed. And Veronica, you and I have been kind of going back and forth with emails. And everybody's journey is accelerating, moving to new levels and new levels and new levels. And it's just tough. I just walk around in this state of kind of quasi-bliss. I'm just so amazed.
I find, oddly, I'm moving and changing so fast and inside getting stronger and more stable.
Right.
Paradoxical.
That's the absolute truth.
Yeah,
that's the absolute truth, is that if you're allowing the energies to flow, and you do that, you do work with them, mm-hmm. The positive effects can be so amazing. But the stuff that needs to clear, but you've done a lot of work, Veronica, the stuff that needs to clear out is being pushed to the surface for a lot of people who are saying, I've been working on this for years, I've got to get this healed, I've got to get this, you know, they're having problems. But it'll be fine, everybody. It really will.
One of the callers on my show just before this tonight, she's doing some changing and growing too, and she looks like she's going to really flip out of the stuff she's been that's been surfacing, probably just before this the 11/11/11. It looks like it was fun to see that.
I would say that I agree with you. The levels of acceleration right now are mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely mind-boggling.
And
I
we
mean,
want
I
that.
Abso-freaking-lutely. The other thing I wanted to say about hybrid children, you may be experiencing them as guides. That is a definite possibility. Okay?
So how can we know for sure? Ask them.
Hello? They're not going to tell you unless your consciousness has reached a level where you could handle it and not freak out.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask, they will never deny it, if in fact that's the case. The other thing I wanted to say, you know, some people during an abduction session, they might meet two or three of their hybrid children, usually two, because otherwise it's too confusing, and just getting their names and what they do and making that contact is so intimate. But you can have a lot more. And I was talking to somebody this morning who said in meditation, and I don't want to misquote her, but in essence was that I believe it was like 30-something hybrid children. And this does not surprise me for the people that, you know, listen to these shows, your show, my show. It doesn't surprise me at all. I see that as an absolute possibility. I just can tell you they would never lay that all on you at one time. It would be too overwhelming. And it wouldn't be fair to the contact, because the contact is done so that your cells actually connect before you can. I mean, it's just done with such honor. Okay, so let's really talk about these downloads, because they're just like, whoa. Okay, making it easier. If we go back to Dolores Cannon's new book on the three waves, I don't know the full title, but I got through a couple of chapters, and this was very pivotal for me, was the one about the woman who was ill. She had a healing center, things weren't working, and she was so distraught, but she was always wanting to die and go home. And that was very pivotal for me, certainly made a huge difference for me. And what was really interesting is that when Dolores was talking to her, what she calls her subconscious, higher self, whatever, and they said she knows how to heal herself. In other words, they would not do it for her. And they talked about this river of light, and I have been working with this energy. And I got to tell you, this is the E-ride. And what you do is you bring light in through, you open your crown through intention and bring this massive, like a river, a rushing river of light coming through the crown and literally going through every cell and atom, organ, tissue, everything, skin, you name it. And you let it flow out the bottom of the feet and into the heart of earth. And I got to tell you, this one is like, it'll make you high as a kite. But when the downloads are coming in, and what we tend to do sometimes is, not everybody, but very possibly, tighten up. And rather than tightening up, if you can open your crown and not pinch it off and allow it to come in fully, it's going to be a lot easier on you. This is where we have to really take our levels of trust to a whole new level, okay? Because we're moving so quickly, we're accelerating so fast that, you know, we can't play weekend with Bernie anymore, dragging around the dead body hooked to our ankle. I mean, this is the real game. We're there, okay? You know, tattooing the toupee on top of the head. I mean, this is it. And it's so damned exciting, and I promise you, nobody's going to get hurt. Nobody's going to get bit. Okay, that's the end. Those were the key things I really wanted to talk about tonight because stuff is happening so fast. 11-11. And I just want to say this because I will not be doing a show next week because I'll be in overwhelm at that point. I'll be in L.A.
When are you going to go to L.A.?
I go on 11. I go on Thursday. And so we'll actually probably be traveling. And I just, my brain can't go from there to there because I have so much else to do right now. And I'm promising to be gentle with myself. That's my new mantra.
Well, that'll be interesting.
I want to make it fun. And... Well, I will, because when the energies come in, they're so damn big. Anyway, as far as what all of you can do in, who aren't going to an event or whatever, even if you are, choose the way you want to experience it. And again, I would go to the River of Light or go to a sacred place on the planet. Go to, you know, go in your backyard. You can open a vortex of energy through intention. And, I certainly, if I were home, that's what I would have done. I think everybody has the potential for some extraordinary experiences that day because there's going to be so much energy focused on the 11-11-11. And so I would say it's a day that, really cut it out of time for yourself. It's a holiday anyway. But don't feel guilty if you can't because that's really counterproductive. It's very galactic. I will tell you that. Very galactic. And, as I'm sitting here and I'm just feeling all the energies, I'm going, oh, my God. Okay, so let me bring in the team. They're much more fascinating than I am. And they don't babble. All right. Welcome, Veronica.
Hi, welcome to you.
All right. Now, our babbling channel. All right. Now, we say that with humor. No, we're not criticizing. We would love to see all of you love yourselves as much as you can. Now, we would say up to 11-11, but we don't want you to stop there. But in order to allow the energies in, as much as you can handle, it's going to be different for each and every one of you. Don't compare. Well, I had this and I had that, and the other one says, well, I had this and I had that. And all that does is set up better than and less than for the negative ego. What we would say is this. All right? This is your personal relationship now with yourself and with the universe. And the more that you can love yourself, the more that you can take the time to love yourself And also call in your child and your adolescent. Have a little talk with them about what's coming so they won't be afraid. All right? So that they don't try to fight you tooth and nail when you try to open up and do these wonderful things. Review your journey. All right? Look at your life story. What was it about? What was I trying to teach myself? Not what happened to me and how much of a victim I was. What was I trying to teach myself? What contribution did I think possible to make based on the circumstances that were created and co-created? Now, this is a lot of responsibility, people. But the responsibility, all right, is yours. It is yours. For a very long time, you've blamed it on a lot of different things. But when you can take the time and look at your life experience, you know, what was I doing? Karma, was I doing this? Was I... We would say yes, a lot of you came in and cleared up a lot of things. But a lot of you came in with a primary intent to do it big. To do it big. If you knew how few variables there were in people's stories about their lives, their relationships with their parents, all right, you'd be amazed. You would be amazed. We kid you about being snowflakes. You know, the channel says it too, but the blueprint, the framework, there aren't that many variables. The way you run the energy, the way you experience it, because you get to experience other aspects of it, you get to ride in between the lines, create the suspense and the fun and the fear and the, all the other stuff. But you do have a blueprint, a framework in which you're working. And we would say, look at that. It'll take you out of victim, which would be a wonderful thing, and hopefully out of blame. All right, at least to some degree. And that's a very positive thing because it's very difficult to be empowered when you believe you've been a victim or when you're still blaming others for where you are today. Now, we don't want you blaming yourself either. This is not about blame. It's looking at the overall story, like your lifetime movies or mini-series. This is a little bit longer than that. Take the highlights. What was I trying to learn here? What was I working on? Many of you have been working on feminine rage in this lifetime. Many of you worked on your relationship with God, or lack thereof. Many of you, all right, took on extraordinarily difficult familial dynamics, knowing that in your process of healing, you were going to impact the collective in a big way. We love you for that, all right? We love you for that, again, showing how courageous you really are, how determined you are. If you're going to come to Earth at this extraordinary time, you're going to make a difference. Now, you may not get a plaque for this one, but give it to you. Don't give it to the ego. Give it to you. And go, wow, you know, there really was a plan. I could see it. Now, this is not a plan that God wrote. This was your plan, a co-creative plan. You had guides, counselors, etc., who were advising you. Writing a script. You see writers locked in a room when they're writing a script for your recurring television shows? Pretty much the same thing, just a longer script. But you're all amazing. But this is the time to take this step forward with as little baggage as possible. And honoring what great reality creators you are, including the things that you've judged as being bad, wrong, stupid. And if you can do that, you literally can be catapulted through this portal, this opening, all right, this galactic portal that will accelerate your understanding, your lack of fear, your honoring of the life experience you've had in this lifetime, which then sets you up to honor it for all experiences. Some of you still carry a lot of energy around Atlantis. We know that. But you're big creators, and that's what we want you to understand. Big creators. And all of you, every one of you, are still creating. And the way you're going to create, and the way you're going to come to understand how you're creating on a much larger scale now, because now you're not just dealing with Earth lifetime. You're going to be dealing with friends and relatives right in the cosmos as well. And a lot of the things that you've held and believed about yourself don't fit. You can't bring those with you because your resonance will not match these other beings. And the more you can let go of, the higher your frequency, the easier it will be to make contact. This is a very exciting time. And we expect, and we say this with great love, that you will be definitely on the cutting edge of experience as it relates to contact, to interfacing at whatever level you're ready. Now, they are not going to invade you. Please understand, anything that happens can only happen by permission, your permission. You're not going to get invaded. If you've had experiences, there was a level of permission. The woman that the channel talked about with lights, etc. She's had a very active dream time in this lifetime. And she specifically laid out her life so that she would not develop karma. Very carefully. So her other experiences were very big. And at some level, she knows that.
We're not even very wise of her to set that up.
There are others, and we work with quite a few, that came in very specifically, very carefully, deciding very young not to have children, recognizing that marriage was not the best option, some of them not marrying for more than a few years and then leaving it without a lot of pain and trauma. doesn't mean all of you that have struggled have a lot of karma. What we're saying is that you believed enough in yourself to take on an awful lot, many of you. But you believed that you would figure it out and clear it before the end of your life experience. Now that's flying by the seat of your pants. So we do love you for that.
I actually have been very conscious of that my whole life.
Of not creating karma?
No, of being able to work it out before I got off the planet.
Yes, of course. We understand. That's a very big issue. A very big issue. And for some of you who wanted to go home, all right, it wasn't the best choice. We met many people who really didn't want to be on Earth. And even if they didn't tell us, we already knew. For some of them, they looked at the option of leaving the planet in some way. All right? But you already know the answer to that, don't you, Veronica? They'd have to come back and do it again.
Mm-hmm. Right. I faced that question when I was about 18, and that's the only reason I didn't leave was because
right.
I wasn't sure, but I thought reincarnation was a possibility.
All right. There was no get-out-of-jail-free card either, was there?
No. I went, uh-oh.
But you see, you would have been so disappointed to miss the exciting times that are coming.
Mm-hmm. But it's interesting because we do have, even when we're really naive, we have that inkling somewhere deep down.
Of course you do.
A little clue.
Of course you do. All right. Now, Veronica, go ahead and talk about your show's deal.
Yeah, we're going to have Danion Brinkley on. You know who he is? Saved by the Light.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He will be on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. I'm very excited about that. I'm very honored, actually. And Thursday, I'll be back on with Radiance by Design, and we'll be preparing for 11-11-11, and you won't be here, so we'll have to prepare with
it. Well, that doesn't mean we won't be there.
Well,
it just means that a whole lot of everybody is going to be in Los Angeles with the channel, right?
And we'll all be tuning in our consciousness.
Please, we will be with you. Know that. Now, I'm going to give you two things tonight. Hopefully we don't get cut off. Tonight we'd like to work with all of you on clarity. All right? Clarity. Kind of turning on the light for you in some way, as much as we can, as much as we have permission to do, to help you. To see those places in your life where there's any residual of blame or shame, even sorrow, to help you to release them so that you can allow your resonance to increase, to meet, to match all that's happening. You call us in tonight, if you choose. The second thing, 11-11. We invite you to tap in, all right, to co-participate. The presentation for the channel and for us will be at 7 p.m. Pacific time, and that converts anywhere from 7 to 10 your time on 11-11. We would love, because we see your light. If you can participate with us co-creatively, you you may feel a tremendous sense of acceleration, like you're kind of being shot out of a cannon. And in a way, metaphorically, you are right through a portal with greater possibilities, greater probabilities, if you're willing to go. Don't be afraid, people. This is such an exciting time. And know that we love each and every one of you, and you, Veronica. Robert, he's in the background. Seth, wherever he is.
Thank you. We love you, too.
We thank
you
so
much.
And we feel your love. We want you to know that. We feel your love. It is your love that has set you all apart in ways you don't know yet. In ways that you don't know yet. We love you, dear ones, and until we speak with you again in this format, and you have the option to be with us tonight and next Friday. Namaste, dear ones.
Good night.
Okay, everybody. We're on, right?
Yes, we are.
Good. Okay. Veronica and I send our complete love to each and every one of you. We really are one because a piece of us is in you and a piece of you is in us. It can be no other way because we're all a spark of the infinite. Every one of us experiencing itself through us. We love you. Love you, Ronnie.
And
good night, everyone. Have a fabulous 11/11.
Jackie, can you tell us how we can find out more about it?
It's on my Facebook page.
Okay.
And my Facebook page is Jackie Salvitti. I sent out an announcement on it, but the whole thing is on my Facebook page.
Wonderful.
And because I can't, coming out of channel, I can't tell you. It's DreamShield 11.11.11. And so if you search that on your computer, you can find it.
Thank you.
Love you, everyone. Good night.
Safe travels. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, honey. Bye.